This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump's national security advisor says it's true that Russia is again trying to meddle in the 2018 U.S. midterm elections. But John Bolton says three other countries are doing the same.
Well, I can say definitively that it's a sufficient national security concern about Chinese meddling, Iranian meddling, and North Korean meddling that we're taking steps to try and prevent it.
Bolton speaking in an interview he gives to ABC's This Week while in Jerusalem.
Those are the four countries that we're most concerned about.
Bolton referring to four, including Russia. At least one member of the U.S.-led coalition has been killed in an American military helicopter crash in Iraq early today. A number of other people aboard the chopper were injured. Officials say it was conducting what they call a partnered counterterrorism mission at the time. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go. Or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of War Now are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your Tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
Pope Francis says no effort will be spared to prevent sexual abuse by priests in the future. The Pope acknowledged in a letter today that sexual abuse by priests has long been ignored or silenced. It's his response to a scathing Pennsylvania grand jury report on years of sexual abuse and cover-ups. Major earthquake strike in the Pacific about 200 miles from Fiji, as well as in Indonesia's Lombok Island again. Here's Wendy King.
The Fiji-Tonga area was hit by three quakes, the largest one 8.2 magnitude, and Indonesia was struck by a pair of tremors, the strongest at 6.9. Only minor damage was reported in Tonga and no reported damage in Fiji, according to Radio New Zealand.
First Lady Melania Trump is to speak today at an anti-cyber bullying summit in suburban Washington, expected to present brief remarks on the positive and negative effects social media can have on children and on teens. This is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
The jury in the bank and tax fraud case against President Trump's former campaign chief, Paul Manafort, will resume deliberations today. That jury in Alexandria, Virginia, started deliberations last week. On Friday, the judge admitted that he's being protected by U.S. marshals after receiving threats concerning the case. The jury asking the judge a number of questions as well, including a definition of reasonable doubt. Manafort faces over a dozen charges related to bank and tax fraud for alleged crimes that were uncovered during the investigation into Russian meddling in the U.S. elections. One of the first women to accuse Harvey Weinstein of sexual assaults now being accused herself. The New York Times reporting Italian actress and director Asia Argento agreed in October to pay $380,000 to actor Jimmy Bennett, who says Argento assaulted him in a hotel room in California in 2013 when he was 17 years old and she was 37. He sent a notice of intent to sue her for more than $3 million in November, claiming the alleged assault interfered with his ability to work and affected his mental health. And bacon fanatics can rejoice. It's National Bacon Lovers Day. You know, bacon's one of the oldest processed meats in history. It dates back to 1500 B.C. So there's a fun fact for you. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Ball.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Someone once said, live free or die, right?
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you want to go to BillMartinezLive.com. Dr. Warren Farrell is back with us and, you know, taking a look at the question, why are boys struggling and what can we do about it? His book, The Boy Crisis. Let me give you a little bit of background on this from his inside cover of this book. What is the boy crisis, you may ask? Well, it's a crisis of education. Worldwide, boys are 50% less likely than girls to meet basic proficiency in reading, math, and science. It's a crisis of mental health. ADHD is on the rise, and as boys become young men, their suicide rates go from equal to girls to six times that of young women. That's not enough to ask you what's going on. It's a crisis of fathering. Boys are growing up with less involved fathers and are more likely to drop out of school, drink, do drugs, become delinquent, and end up in prison. It's a crisis of purpose. Boys' old sense of purpose, being a warrior, leader, or a sole breadwinner, is fading. Many bright boys are experiencing a purpose void, feeling alienated, withdrawn, and addicted to immediate gratification. So what's the boy crisis? Well, this book is a comprehensive blueprint for what parents, teachers, and policymakers can do to help our sons become happier, healthier men, fathers, and leaders worthy of our respect. Dr. Warren, Dr. Farrell, we need this. I mean, we need the anecdote here. I mean, we need boys just like we need girls playing their critical roles in society, do we not?
Absolutely, and we really, you know, boys and girls have been doing, and males and females, even in the animal kingdom, do a tango, and they both serve a purpose, and mm-hmm. and especially when raising children, moms tend to be so good at nurturing and devotion and being there to protect the children, but children, especially boys who are highly protected, do not tend to be very functional in the world, and boys that can feel they can manipulate a better deal by not having their ice cream and not having their peas and being able to jump right into that ice cream or to figure out some way of getting around mom's boundary setting. Those are boys that end up not being able to have postponed gratification, not being able to get the job done, not being able to focus on what they need to do, and therefore being much more likely to have ADHD, to have later bedtimes because they can manipulate later bedtimes. Mm-hmm. And the later bedtimes make them unhealthy, and the lack of focus reinforces any ADHD genetic problem that they might have to begin with. And so these boys then feel that they're not doing that well in school, and they're not being respected by their peers, not being respected by their teachers, not making their parents proud. And they tend to withdraw into video games and, you know, around adolescent times or even before adolescence these days, when they have their first feelings of I'm interested in a girl, they start looking at porn because, you know, pornography is access to a variety of attractive women without fear of rejection at a price they can afford. And then they start getting involved with that, and then they get less and less realistic about what, you know, what a real relationship and a real dynamic with a real girl is about, and they then have such a distance between the porn and their real life relationships with girls, especially girls who perceive them as being losers, that they don't, you know, that their life just goes downhill, and that leads to, those are all signs of that. Everything I just mentioned are some of the red flags of depression that and rudderlessness and sort of orneriness that boys who have that sort of foundational experience tend to have.
Why is it that I'm seeing just dominoes falling? It's like one domino is falling and it leads to another and it leads to another, and you see them just toppling over here, and who's taking the biggest hit are the boys.
Yes, and I mean, you're seeing dominoes falling because dominoes are falling. You're not delusional.
Yeah, thank you. Okay. All right. Yeah, because it's just one thing leads into another, as you just say. If they've been coddled and they're not used to, you know, doing certain things, they're going to take the easy way out. So why should I culture a relationship when I can turn to porn? It's so much easier.
Yes, and, you know, and it's just simple things like, you know, the boy comes home from school and he says, you know, Mrs. Moyer, she doesn't like me, you know, and so mom will say, you know, mom will think to herself, I don't want my son to have an early foundational bad experience in third grade, let's say. So, you know, I'll call the principal and I'll see if we can get him into Mrs. Jones' class. And so, whereas the dad's much more likely to say something like, you know, sweetie, you have to learn to get along with people that you don't like and that don't like you. And so what do you think Mrs. Moyers is upset with about you? Is it just that she's a devil? Or, you know, if I were to speak with her tomorrow, what would she say? Tell me about it before she says it without you having any input. And so then, you know, and then a conference might be set up between Mrs. Moyers, the son, and the mother and the father, and where both of them have a chance to communicate, and they learn from that chance to communicate what their misunderstandings are, what their needs are, how they feel, how they each feel. And so the boy has learned as a result of a much harder process how to work through a relationship where there's not a natural liking for each other for one reason or the other.
Mm-hmm. Well, Dr. Farrell, you and John Gray, Dr. Gray, author of Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus, you looked at this issue very comprehensively. I mean, your background, quite extensive, and, you know, you're the only man in the U.S. to have been elected 3 times to the board of the National Organization for Women in New York City. When we consider the genesis of this and how the trajectory became anti-boys or anti-male, Where do you find the roots of this? Where does this all come from?
Well, one of the roots of it is the work that I did, has, you know, the work that I, my involvement with the feminist movement was a movement which created a lot of good and also created a lot of bad. And a lot of good is that, I have 2 daughters, and John also has 3 daughters, we want our 5 daughters to have lots of options that when John and I grew up, or at least when I grew up, they were just not available to my sister and to my mother before her. She didn't even consider, my mother was extremely bright, but she didn't even consider going to college because she came from a poor background and she wanted to have a job to get decent clothes to attract a man. And so that's the way she channeled her brightness. And so when I applied to graduate school, she broke down crying and said, you know, I just wish I had made use of my education. I had pursued my education rather than just pursued, getting clothes to, because it all brought to her what she had missed. And so that tuned me into the positive aspects of the feminist movement, which was expanding options for girls and women. When I was divorced at one point and then got remarried, and it's still married to the woman I got remarried to, but in the meantime, in that period of time between marriages, I dated many women who were full-time moms, and they were devoted. They were stressed out, overwhelmed, juggling the caring for their children with often working in the workplace. And so, you know, I have such appreciation for what moms have taken on. And at the same time, where we made enormous mistakes is that the feminist movement, they took the background of the civil rights movement, in which there was a slave owner and a slave and an oppressor and oppressed. And then they went into Marxist feminism, in which there was an oppressor group and an oppressed group.
Dr. Farrell, we got to take a real quick pause. We got to go to break. We'll pick it up from there. We're talking with Dr. Warren Farrell, his book, The Boy Crisis. More right after this.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Have you experienced the miracle of CBDs? They can help you reduce suffering, reduce stress, help you sleep better, modulate inflammation in the body, and is absolutely safe. MetaHemp Solutions offers a radically innovative approach to CBDs for exceptional results. Stop suffering and reduce your stress now. Isn't it time for a good night's sleep? Stop worrying about tomorrow today. Lab tested for potency, purity, and is non-psychoactive. Free shipping to all 50 states. Try our product risk-free, money-back guarantee. Use code GCN15 to get 15% off. That's code GCN15 to get 15% off. Offer ends soon, so visit MetaHemp Solutions today at metahempsolutions.com or call 833-858-7500. Suffer no more. Get rid of the stress and sleep better. Get our product now at metahempsolutions.com. That's metahempsolutions.com.
ProPure Gravity Water Filters. Most tested, most trusted. The Pro 1 G2.0 all-in-one filter by ProPure removes and reduces up to 200 plus contaminants, including fluoride, lead, and more. There's no priming required, no add-on filter needed for fluoride reduction, and it's totally reusable. There's a size to fit most competitive brands of gravity water filter systems. ProPure Water Filters. When you don't know what's in your water, visit an authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com.
This is Jessica Armand, creator of the fluoride-free oral care brand, My Magic Mud. You're going to love our new products. Our cutting-edge oral rinses deeply soothe your mouth and fight cavities naturally. Our breath spray, My Magic Mist, will invigorate your senses with essential oils of peppermint and eucalyptus. Our clinically proven toothpaste and tooth powders whiten your teeth and detoxify your mouth. Buy discounted bundles direct at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off with coupon code GCN10. MyMagicMud.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Bill Martinez, live.
America, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. We're visiting with Dr. Warren Farrell, his book, The Boy Crisis, Why Our Boys Are Struggling and What We Can Do About It. Dr. Farrell, for the break, you were giving us a reminder of how we got where we are today. And it stems from the feminist movement as to what's going on. And we can dissect that in a lot of ways. And I, like you, I admired and have admired women for taking on the challenge, because some of these things that occurred in terms of trying to focus on women, like anything, if that's the target's focus, who gets left behind, and other dynamics that go into place and into play in terms of fatherlessness and that. But I want you to finish what you were talking about in terms of this dynamic of the feminist movement and the effect it had, positive on girls and negative on boys.
I just finished the positive part of the feminist movement, but the negative part, when I was on the board of NOW, was we started getting calls from mothers that said that they were getting divorces and they wanted the option. They didn't like the fact that we were recommending equality, because equality meant that the father would be equally involved with the mother, and they wanted the option to marry a new man, move out of town, and start life anew without having to be worrying about communicating with a father that they didn't get along with. Mm-hmm. And so now, so my response was, well, wait a minute, we're asking the wrong question here. The question here needs to be, what benefits the children the most?
Exactly.
And their response, the feminist response, the board response was, well, that is really important, and we agree with you, Warren, but we have lots of agendas with the feminist movement, and the child custody is only one of them, and if we start alienating women who want to be the primary caretaker after a divorce, we're going to alienate our political base, which will undermine our ability to help women in other ways. And so I said, understand the political dimensions of that, but you're sacrificing potentially a whole generation of children, or a significant portion of a generation of children, by making that decision. And so we started to separate our feelings about that. But then I also said to myself, well, maybe I'm wrong about this benefit, children, fathers being so important to children. And so I started doing research for formerly a book called Father and Child Reunion, and then updated that research enormously for the boy crisis, and then started to look at what is there that a father contributes? Is it necessary? Can there be other substitutes if the father can't be around? And I found, to my surprise, that fathers were much more important than I had suspected, even though I thought they were important. And the intact family is much more important than I suspected. Mm-hmm. And so, but every bit of research that I did, all 70 findings about how important fathers are and how children suffer when they don't do well, they were all in tension with which, with my relationship with the National mm-hmm. Organization for Women. But
exactly.
Conservative media understood it immediately and said things like, my God, we've been saying this for years and nobody's exactly. been paying attention, especially not the, the feminist movement or liberals. And mm-hmm. so, the group that I came from, I had to really, I really had to confront myself at every level when I was doing the research for the book, because the book just was not reinforcing. The findings for the boy crisis were just not reinforcing what I was being seduced to believe.
Exactly. Well, thank God for your pursuit of truth and reason here, because I think, like you and I had this discussion the last time, Dr. Farrell, is that the child comes from the man and the woman. There are certain aspects of that child that are instinctive. They're natural to the woman. That's what the woman's deposit into that child. Oftentimes, even with my wife and I, there's certain things happen with our son, and it drives me nuts. And she goes, why are you so concerned about that? Because it's of her, and she understands. It's real easy for her to flow in and out and communicate around those issues, where for me, it causes me brain damage. On the other hand, and there are times, that part of me is in him. I understand. And what happens here for the child is now they have a healthy dose of of some balance to where they don't really, you know, after wondering if you only have one parent involved and you look at that child and you say, well, you're just nuts. You're ADHD, you know, or some other, you know, thing that we're throwing on that child without even taking into account that, you know, that's part of the father. And if the father's not there, how does the father balance that out?
Absolutely. And you know, we have, as you mentioned at the outset of the last segment, that we have a purpose void. You know, you used to see that you're born a boy and you're going to be either a warrior and a hero and or alternatively you'll be a sole breadwinner. And now with women sharing the burden of breadwinning, we're not, you know, we don't define ourselves as a man by being a sole breadwinner, and we don't necessarily, we have a very few, a much smaller percentage of boys that are needed as warriors. And so we have this purpose void, and then that's combined with this dad void in so many divorced families and in so many families where mothers are raising children without the father. So we have to remember that in the United States, 53% of women under 30 who have children, 53% have children without being married, which doesn't always mean a lack of father involvement, but usually means that maybe about 80% of the time means a lack of father involvement of any consistency among women who are under 30 who have children without being married. And so this becomes a very major group of the boys that are in crisis. And what I discovered was in that group and in the group of children, boys after divorce that don't have a significant amount of father involvement, those are the great majority of the boys who are having problems.
Single parenting, you know, at that number, I mean, you got to tell me that, you know, women are in crisis over this. I mean, how can you do that? How can you be a single parent, take on a full-time job, and, you know, and being a single parent, I mean, it's one thing when the child is very young, but they are in adolescence and teenage and all the things that are going, my goodness, they're a comet force to deal with. And you're doing this by yourself. I mean, if that doesn't cause an incredible amount of stress on women across America in these single family households like this or single parent households, I don't know what else, you know, you can add to that.
Absolutely. Every single woman, the women that I dated between marriages, what I came to hear as the O word, I would usually hear within the first date, which was overwhelm. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they were, and also,
see, I always heard oy vey. That's what I heard.
Oy vey.
So, oy vey, that's what I heard. But that's the same thing, right?
Yeah, just basically the same thing. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, let me go back to one thing, because you were talking, you know, you and John, you know, you have daughters. And this is what we need to look forward to, is that if boys are emasculated and they're neutered the way they are, and the culture is producing less than boys, what do our more than daughters have to look forward to?
This is really what the feminists missed. And it was sort of by creating this oppressor versus oppressed group and saying we live in a world dominated by a patriarchy in which the men made the rules to benefit men at the expense of women, which is feminist philosophy, we completely miss the fact that that is an incorrect analysis of the past. The past was not dominated by patriarchy. It was dominated by the need to survive.
Exactly.
And if you talk to your dad about the glint in his eye when he was younger, maybe wanting to be an actor, an artist, a musician, and then when he had children, he realized he probably, if he was an actor, he'd be called a waiter. And if he was a musician or an artist, he'd be called a starving artist. Mm. And he knew he couldn't make enough money to be able to support his family by doing what created the glint in his eye. So he gave up the glint in his eye to do what he knew would make enough money to be a responsible parent and have dependable income for the emergencies that the family might run into. And so that willingness on the part of our fathers to play that role, that was their sacrifice of the glint in their eye.
Mm,
that was not a rule made by them to benefit them. It was a rule made by both men and women together. Women didn't marry men who weren't prepared to be successful or didn't have potential to be able to support both themselves and the children and the woman when she is having the option to be able to take off and be involved. involved with the children.
We got to leave our audience, sadly, with that thought, and hopefully the conversation will continue between us. Dr. Warren Farrell, the boy crisis on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Dr. Farrell. Appreciate it.
It's always a pleasure talking with you, Bill.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump's national security advisor says it's true that Russia is again trying to meddle in the 2018 U.S. midterm elections. But John Bolton says three other countries are doing the same.
Well, I can say definitively that it's a sufficient national security concern about Chinese meddling, Iranian meddling, and North Korean meddling that we're taking steps to try and prevent it.
Bolton speaking in an interview he gives to ABC's This Week while in Jerusalem.
Those are the four countries that we're most concerned about.
Bolton referring to four, including Russia. At least one member of the U.S.-led coalition has been killed in an American military helicopter crash in Iraq early today. A number of other people aboard the chopper were injured. Officials say it was conducting what they call a partnered counterterrorism mission at the time. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Listen to what Chris said about Andro 400.
I've lost almost 40 pounds in 10 weeks. My son was getting married, and when I went for the suit fitting, I was a size 48. And when I went back to do the final fitting, I was a 44. I have more energy, that's for sure. I probably lost 4 inches around my belly. I'm 57, and I'm fat when I was in my 30s.
Here's what Dwayne said about Andro 400.
This product really works. I'm an old guy and I don't trust nobody. I've tried all kinds of stuff. It's one of the few things I've ever bought that works. I couldn't believe it. I feel better. I have more energy. I walk 12 miles a day. I feel great. It changed my life. It really has. It's really incredible.
Guys, if you'd like to lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez, live.
Martinez here. As always, for more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Hey, think about this. Have you ever wondered what it's like to speed around a winding racetrack at 200 miles per hour in a 130-degree car? Now consider doing that while managing a chronic health condition like diabetes. NASCAR Xfinity Series driver Ryan Reed and race car driver Connor Daly know exactly what that's like, and they're telling us all about it
to discuss balancing their diabetes management and racing careers as they prepare for the upcoming NASCAR Xfinity Series race at Wisconsin's Road America on Saturday, August 25th. Now, Connor's going to join Ryan and Roush Fenway Racing Team for this race, and like Ryan, will be sponsored by Lilly Diabetes. Connor is the first and only person with type 1 diabetes to race in both NASCAR and the IndyCar in the same year. As part of the sponsorship, Lilly Diabetes and NASCAR are launching a five-part YouTube video series documenting Connor's Road to Road America and offering an inside look at Connor's experience as he prepares for his first NASCAR race. Now, during our conversation, Ryan and Connor are also going to share details on Lilly's Drive Down A1C initiative, which inspires fans like you and I, impacted by diabetes, to better manage the condition. The series will air live on NASCAR's YouTube channel and launches on Wednesday, August the 15th. Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. As always, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com for all the information you need to know. And with us right now, we're going to have some fun. We've got NASCAR driver Ryan Reed and race car driver Connor Daly teaming up for Road America Race and the new NASCAR YouTube series that we're going to be talking about. But first of all, Connor, let me ask you, let's get on the record your diabetes story.
Yeah, thanks, man. I was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes when I was 14. It feels like it's been a long road now, 12 years of having it and living with it, but been racing ever since. I was racing 4 days since I got out of the hospital being diagnosed, and just started sort of gaining information from then on, and then figured out, all right, how am I going to combine this with my racing career? And it definitely didn't stop me from doing anything. You know, it definitely requires a little bit more work in life, but in no way did it limit my opportunities. I felt very lucky to be able to, you know, progress through the open wheel ranks of motorsport and live in Europe for a few years. You know, get towards Formula One, was a Formula One test driver for a little while, and then came back over to America, and here we are getting ready for my first start in the NASCAR Xfinity Series. So, been a really cool ride, and obviously the YouTube series is going to be a great way for fans of NASCAR, to sort of see my story that might not be familiar with the open wheel world, and they can see sort of where I came from and sort of where I'm trying to go. And so I'm excited for people to see it.
Well, it sounds like a lot of fun, and you say it's pretty cool. You're in a car at a it's about 130 degrees hot, going 200 miles an hour, and Connor says that's cool. That's awesome. Ryan, tell us your diabetes story.
Yeah, mine's a little bit different than Connor's. The main difference being is, I've been racing since I was little, but when I was diagnosed, they actually told me that I would never race again. So I was not back in the car racing, 4 days later. It took me a lot longer than that, and I think that was for me the toughest part of being diagnosed. The insulin shots and the counting carbs and all the stuff that I had to learn, that wasn't the scary part. It was the thought of never driving a race car again. But I was so fortunate to find a diabetes specialist and a doctor who really turned things around for me and made made me feel like that diabetes wasn't going to stop me from the things that I want to do in life. And from there it was how do I get back in a race car, which was awesome and very exciting, and taught me definitely the importance of working with your doctor and managing your diabetes and what doing those things will allow you to do in life.
Exactly. Well, Connor, Ryan talks about managing your diabetes. What was that like for you?
Well, it was a challenge at first. It's something that I think everyone struggles with initially, but using people like your doctor, like your family, your friends, there are people out there who can help. And realistically, I just learn more and more every day. I mean, I have a continuous glucose monitoring system in the car, to make sure I track, where my blood sugar is going, whether it's going up or down. We have, measures for both low blood sugar and high blood sugar, should we ever encounter those situations. So, we're all always prepared for any type of situation, and the doctors at the racetracks always know what's going on with us. So it's confidence inspiring when you get out there on the racetrack.
Well, I got to imagine you're excited about this Road America, your first NASCAR race, huh?
I can't wait, man. Yeah, I mean, I've been an open wheel guy all my life, but I've always followed NASCAR, and then obviously the Roush Fenway team has done an incredible job with Ryan. I mean, you know, winning on NASCAR's biggest stage at Daytona twice is pretty awesome, and you know, to be a part of that group, you know, on with the DriveDownA1C.com colors is very special to me for sure.
Well, Ryan, I'm going to let you finish up the last lap here as we wrap this up. You know, first of all, the Drive Down A1C initiative, the role that you and Connor are playing this, and, you know, the big takeaway for our audience, what do you want them to take away from, you know, and people living with diabetes?
Yeah, you know, I think, number one, you know, to tell people living with diabetes, you know, I think me and Connor have really tried to set a great example, or the best example we can of doing the things, first of all, managing your diabetes and taking good care of yourself. But then from there, you know, chasing your dreams, doing what you want to do in life. You know, and if you want to learn more about our efforts with Lilly Diabetes and racing and everything that we're doing, I think a great example of that is if you go to drivedownA1C.com. And so check us out there. And thanks for having us on. You know, we really enjoyed coming on here and sharing our story.
Really? Well, thank you so much. Ryan Reed, NASCAR Xfinity Series driver, and Connor Daly, race car driver. We'll see you on the racetrack, guys. Be safe.
Thank you. Thanks.
Take care.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. That's 888-794-1645. NMLS number 1136.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-596-2154. 800-596-2154. 800-596-2154. That's 800-596-2154.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The March of Dimes and HCA Healthcare are committed to the best possible start for every baby. I'm Amy Casseri, Vice President of HCA Women and Children's Services, and we have the honor of delivering over 200,000 babies a year. We partner with the March of Dimes on research and fundraising to help build a brighter future for babies everywhere. So march with us on one of the many HCA teams assembled nationwide. Learn more at marchforbabies.org/HCA.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez live.
Back, America. Bill Martinez here. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. As always, it is an honor and a pleasure to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. Hey, and talk about honors and pleasures. You're going to be blessed because we got Anthony Evans with us. Anthony, of course, yes, from the infamous Evans family. Dr. Tony Evans, Priscilla, and don't forget Mama and everybody else here. I mean, it's, you know, Anthony, for you to be born into a family like this, this has got to be amazing on so many levels, right?
Well, yeah, I'm very grateful to have the parents that I have and the siblings that I have. And as it relates to my parents, it's not because of who they are on a stage and, you know, books and radio and all that stuff. It's mm-hmm. because they were the same people at the house that they have been to everybody who's ever heard of them. You know, so that mm-hmm. that is why we as preachers, the four of us as preachers' kids, you know, preachers' kids always have this. we are with less issues than we would have if our parents were different on the stage than they were at home. So I'm very grateful to be able to say that about them.
Well, I've been honored to talk with your dad on several occasions, your mom as well, and Priscilla, you know, watching her success. And so I got to tell you, you've been holding out on me. I haven't had a chance to talk to you before. So it's really a pleasure to be able to talk to you and talk about your new book, Unexpected Places. Tell us about it.
You know, it's a book that was birthed. Well, first of all, when the publisher called me and asked to speak to Anthony Evans, I was like, "Wait, this is a publisher? Oh, you're trying to reach my dad." Like, yeah. I immediately thought, "I'm the musician, the worship artist in the family." But they heard me speak at an event just in between songs, and they were like, "You have a story to tell." Basically, we know the tip of the iceberg of Anthony. We believe that worship leading, all that stuff, is the tip of the iceberg, and there is stuff below the surface that we will not know unless you write about it. Right. And that's where the actual birth of the book came from. But then, as it relates to subject matter, I've had to really choose courage over comfort and faith over fear as it relates to me finding my own path, mm-hmm. being the namesake of somebody like Tony Evans.
Right,
you know?
Exactly.
And it's when I have stepped out, God has always met me in unexpected places. Like right now, for instance, I live in Hollywood, which is not the Bible Belt at all.
No. I've been there. I grew up nearby. It was in L.A. radio, so I know it very well, buddy.
Yeah. So, but it has been in this place of me taking some what people would, a lot of people would consider to be risks, where God has really met me and changed my whole perspective on faith in Him and what He's capable of in my life. And I want to encourage the reader as they take in this book that God wants to do the same thing with them when they're willing to step outside of faith, outside of fear, into faith.
Exactly. Well, Hollywood needs light too, Anthony, and that's why God has you there, no doubt. And, you know, for people that, you know, they hear of the Evans family, hear you're the son of Dr. Tony Evans, and, you know, with all, you know, as you say, you know, his legacy goes well before him, and they say, wow, you know, you've got it made. But, you know, like anything, God has a plan and purpose for each one of us, and the opportunity is to figure out, okay, what is that purpose?
Exactly. I believe that wholeheartedly and fully. And there was a lot of time where I prayed and asked God to show me His specific purpose for me, but there was one thing that I wasn't doing, which was being obedient in seemingly insignificant things that were going to lead me to my ultimate purpose. You know, I was reminded of this on a flight, as crazy as that is, but the flight attendant who walked up to me and told me for the third time to put on my seatbelt and put my computer away so we could take off. You know, I fly so much, and I thought I've gotten a little lazy with the rules, but he bent down and literally said to me, "You have asked us to take you to a destination, sir, and until you do, these things I know seem ridiculous to you, to put on your seatbelt, like your seatbelt's not attached to the engine, we know that, but these little things, you have to do them for us to take you where you've asked us to take you in the first place. Like, we're not doing this for us, we're taking you to where you've asked us." And I was reminded in that moment of how many times I've asked God to take me somewhere, but I'm not willing to do the seemingly insignificant things that are going to lead me to the destination I'm asking Him to take me to.
What extraordinary grace for that flight attendant to extend to you like that.
Yeah.
I mean, because we know some flight attendants will get you off the plane. You know?
Well, she was about to.
you had taken her, you'd taken her right to the edge. But good for you that you were able to see that. And you're exactly right, Anthony. I mean, we go through life and we think that we do not have to be submissive. And, you know, to submit to authority. And that is a spiritual quality and a commandment of God, because we have to find our lane, find out who it is that we're following, and be faithful to that, and we will be blessed accordingly, won't we?
Absolutely, absolutely. And I had to get in my head that God isn't asking me to submit and be obedient just to prove that He's got dominion and power over me. It's no. When you submit, that is when you're able to be used the most. I have horses, and people don't know this about me, but I have horses. I love them so much, and you have to do something called round pinning them before you actually get on. You have to put them in a round pin and have them go in circles over and over again until they join up with you. When they join up with you and when they submit to you, that's when you can use them for the actual purpose why they were made. Until then, they're going to be running circles forever. And I did that. I was literally in the round pen with my horse, irritated with him and so frustrated, like, if you would join up with me, we would be able to go out of here and have a great time. And I thought in my head, Anthony, the reason why you're going in circles in your life is because you won't join up with the Lord. And that's why you can't be used, like, you continuing to go in circles. So that's, again, one of the points that we bring up in unexpected places is being obedient, joining up with the Lord, and that's where you find your significance and your ultimate purpose.
Well, thank God you didn't beat your horse and your horse start talking to you, right?
Right, exactly.
That's been done before, right?
Yeah. It has been done before.
Well, and I was going to say, Anthony, I mean, certainly you are gifted. And the thing is, sometimes with the gift is we know there's something there, but we really don't realize how significant it is until you are submissive, and then God's able to anoint that gift and take it to another level. Because certainly early on in your career, your understanding of interpreting the gospel message in song and in worship was extraordinary. But I'm sure, tell us about what happened for you when you submitted to God and you felt the power of his anointing on your ministry.
You know, what's crazy is that when I was trying to do things in my own power and create my own career, and I talk about this in the book also, in Nashville, I lived in Nashville for a while, and there's a formula that works in Nashville for musicians and singers, and for me, that formula wasn't for me, but I was trying to make it for me. So I was doing all the little nuances and the things that you're supposed to do to be successful, quote unquote, successful in Christian music. And there was a point where doing all those things, I became ultimately miserable because I was finding success in the wrong way. Success is not number one songs and hit records. Because after you have number one songs and hit records, you then cannot go write a check for peace. You can't go write a check for peace after all that.
Exactly. So good point.
I had to redefine what success was and is to me. And the success is, am I doing what I'm called to do, and am I at peace? Because ultimately, number one records come and go, but peace is what you can stand on, which I've said a couple times. But that's such a strong point. And once I realized that, that is when I sat clearly in my calling, because I wasn't allowing radio charts and record sales to dictate whether or not I was in the center of my calling.
Exactly. And we so underestimate peace, don't we?
Oh, man. Yeah, it's like our culture pushes for work harder, attain more. And that has nothing to do. A lot of people that I know here in Hollywood that are hugely successful are dealing with the most issues in their life because they have misdefined what success is. Mm-hmm. Their definition isn't correct, and so they're facing the wrong thing. So that was a period in my life where I had to redefine that, and I consider that a period of demolition in my life. I'm a big HGTV watcher.
Right.
For some reason, the one common denominator I've noticed is there's always a demolition before there's a renovation. Like, there's always stuff torn out before new stuff is put in. And so I had to view those years of my life, now looking back, of God was doing a demolition. I was, you know, like, oh, my gosh, what's happening? My career's not working. But God was demolishing what I had built up because it wasn't right. It wasn't right for what he initially intended.
So how do you define success now?
Success is me doing what I'm called to do, like me knowing in my heart what I'm called to do. And that has come through me getting on. A lot of times my feelings have followed my feet. I get on the stage sometimes when I'm tired, don't feel like it, but I watch what God does through the worship, and I'm like, yo, this is so far beyond me. This is exactly God moving in people's lives through these songs, through this band, through the voice he's given me that I didn't even know I had until I was 18. You know, like, this is God moving, and that is where my calling lies. And then me being at peace, me not working too hard. We underestimate in our culture in general, and even in Christian culture, ministry doesn't mean sacrificing yourself to the point of exhaustion. That's not what ministry is.
No, so right, exactly.
I have redefined success in that way. Am I doing what I'm called to do, and am I being responsible with my peace?
Right.
That is success.
In your book, you talk about being mentored by Kirk Franklin. I mean, what a special time for you. And I appreciate his ministry and his love for God and the gospel and how God has been using him.
Absolutely. He's taught me about three major things. Well, honesty, vulnerability, and transparency. Those are the things that are the gateway to us coming back to life spiritually, that for me coming back to life spiritually. And he also taught me about the importance of the 23 hours a day we spend off a stage. In our industry, we make the 1 hour on stage more important than the 23 we spend off. And that's backward thinking, you know?
Exactly.
That's not correct thinking.
Well, Anthony, we got to wrap things up. Well, his book, Unexpected Places, is the personal story of the gospel singer, son of well-known pastor Tony Evans, brother of author Priscilla Shire. And in this intimate and moving memoir, Anthony shares the details of his struggle with depression and doubt and encourages us with the unique story of his search for purpose and identity. The book is available at the usual places. It'll be linked on our website. Anthony Evans, thank you so much. God bless. Appreciate it.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home values made in the USA blue jeans like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They
so pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't. It's an